BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15 and that means it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Mândrei horia săraca măi, dar nu-i cine-o trecă n-a măi, că-i hai lumuță-n și dui nu măi, că trăgă nouă gura mea, mă, e pentru ce-ai făcută e măi, că trăgă nouă gura mea, mă, e pentru ce-ai făcută e măi. Bapi că eu noi avem pe nimeni, măi, că-i dai lumuță-n și dui nu măi, că orile mor mângâie, mă, e că orile mor mângâie, măi. Măicuța bine, da, pică orile mi-or prinde bine, că-i orile mi-or prinde bine, e măi, că o știut, măicuța mea, mă, e că pe nimeni noi avem, măi, că orile mor, mă, gâie, mă, ei, că dai lumuță și dui nu măi.
The Romanian singer Grigora Leșa again to open Late Junction tonight, La Hora La Pușănescă. Coming up later on, the next in our series of Late Junction collaborations, which you'll be able to download as a podcast for the next 7 days. Tonight we're bringing together the guitarist Ivan Orset and live sampling guru Jan Bang, who came together at the BBC's Maida Vale studios to do a live remix of one of our previous collaborations, one from last year featuring David Rothenberg, Lou Edmonds and the by now very famous Toucans of London Zoo. You can hear that at about midnight. David Rothenberg himself now, though, from his recent release with Marilyn Crispell. This is Still Life with Woodpeckers. Thank you. Clarinetist David Rothenberg with flautist Michael Pestel and the star of the track, a Healesville superb lyrebird, who David says is much more of an improviser than a composer. That's from David's CD called Why Birds Sing. And before that, a track from his recent release with Marilyn Crispell, a track called Still Life with Woodpeckers. More from David later on tonight, as remixed by Jan Bang and Ivan Orset as part of our latest Late Junction collaboration. Natalie Merchant has been inspired by poetry and children's rhymes. Here she sets a verse from a 19th century children's book by Charles Edward Carroll, The Sleepy Giant.
My age is 372, I think with the deepest regret. How I used to pick up and voraciously chew the dear little boys that I met. I've eaten them raw in their holiday suits, eaten them curried with rice. I've eaten them baked in their jackets and boots, and found them exceedingly nice. But now that my jaws are too weak for such fare, I think it's exceedingly rude to do such a thing when I'm quite well aware little boys do not like being chewed. Little boys do not like being chewed.
Some bubble and squeak, or a little toad in the hole, a Lancashire hot pot perhaps, that would be nice.
So now I contentedly live upon ease, try to do nothing amiss. Pass all the time I can spare from my muse in innocent slumber like this. Innocent slumber like this. Thank you.
Lutenist Paul Odette there with a piece by the Italian composer Simon Molinaro. And that followed Natalie Merchant from her recent double CD called Leave Your Sleep, which is an imaginative journey through children's rhymes and poetry. That was The Sleepy Giant, setting verses by Charles Edward Carroll. Roll the Dice is a Swedish duo, Malcolm Pardon and Pedder Mannerfelt. Pedder you might have come across touring with Fever Ray. Malcolm composes for film and TV, and the two, sharing a studio in Stockholm, led to musical collaborations. This is a piece of theirs called Axel from their CD Digitalis.
Thank you.
a singer-songwriter and a great blues man from Mali, Idrissa Soumaoro. He's in his 60s now. That was a song called Bere Bere. Let's love each other. Our stay in this world is so short. And Swedish duo Roll the Dice just before that, and a track which rather took my fancy called Axel. You're listening to Late Junction. This is BBC Radio 3. And if you'd like to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. I played you an instrumental track on Tuesday night by the Family Elan, Chris Hladovsky, Hannah Tulicki and Patrick Farmer. Here they add vocals in some typically freeform folk musings, thousands of patterns of you.
Her lips were so cold in January. She ran away from me. But you couldn't really see. Sorrow is sorrow. I cannot walk alone. The days are growing old. So open up and let me in. Yeah.
A composition by the pianist Thomas Larcher, inspired by the mountain region of Mataris in Crete. That's the final movement from his string quartet number 3, played there by the Cator Diotima. And just before that, the family Ilan and Thousands of Patterns of You. Coming up very shortly now, our latest Late Junction collaboration featuring Jan Bang and Ivan Orset. First, though, this is Scott Walker and Blanket Roll Blues. Blanket Roll Blues from Scott Walker's album Climate of Hunter. It's time now for our latest Late Junction collaboration, which you'll be able to download as a podcast for the next 7 days. We brought together live sampling artist and director of the Punkt Festival, Jan Bang, and the guitarist Ivan Orset for a rather unusual session, getting them to work with a previous Late Junction collaboration between David Rothenberg, Lou Edmonds and the Toucans from London Zoo. After the music making, I got Jan to reflect on the day's work.
So we've been doing 3 new compositions, actually, that we've worked with here today, and it's all very done on impulse, so everything is there and then. Hardly any overdubs.
So often when I see you performing live, we come away and the audience says, that was great music, but I don't really understand what Jan is doing. Could you give me a little guided tour of the equipment you've got there and exactly what you're doing through each one of them?
Well, I work with very old gear. I use an Akai Remix 16. So this is a very fast sampler, and I did some sampling of the original recording that you did with Edmonds and Rothenberg. And I take out snippets and pieces out of that, and I could twist it, transform it, and then I could throw it back into the mix. I can improvise with electronics. That's basically what I do. And I have two Roland samplers, actually. Both are like toys. And a Korg Chaos Pad also. Very simple things.
So the approach that we've heard you do today, is that similar to what you do at the Punkt Festival?
Oh, yeah, very much so. It's good for the brain activity, as I say. So everything happens really fast. And also here, I mean, everything was done really, really fast. Sampling out bits and pieces that I responded to, and then working with Eivin, and okay, let's go for a take.
Introduce us to the first piece. What's it called?
The first piece is called Lorgen, which is the name of a river. It's a Norwegian name for river.
We can hear the birds clearly.
Oh yes, I hopefully.
Thank you.
Jan Bung and Eivind Aarseth at the BBC's Maida Vale Studios, working with music we recorded a few months ago with David Rothenberg, the Toucans and the Birds at London Zoo, and Lou Edmonds. I'm going to introduce you now to Late Junction producer Philip Tagney, who's a much more of a guitar hero than I am, who's going to have a chat with Eivind about the nuts and bolts of guitars. Philip, over to you.
Yes, I'm strictly an amateur guitarist, and I was very intrigued by your guitar, Eivind, because it doesn't look like a make I've ever seen before. Who made that?
It's a guitar builder called Jan Bråten. Everything on the guitar, except the electronic, is built by him, experimenting with new techniques.
It looks pretty much like a standard guitar in terms of the pickups and the layout.
It does, but it's the wood is very light and soft, which means that it breaks sort of easily. But the sound is sort of different, especially when I use the I have a contact microphone inside, and especially when I use that, it picks up all kinds of sounds just from touching the guitar.
Any other strange gadgets?
No. Well, yes. it's a lot of stuff. Mostly, I use ordinary guitar pedals. But a lot of them.
Sometimes your guitar just sounds like different instruments. Is that something you're particularly interested in, to change the tone of the guitar and even the attack of the guitar?
Yes. So for the first two pieces we did, Logan and Viel, I took off all the high end to make this very soft thing. So I work a lot with textures and orchestrating with different sounds.
The second piece that you recorded this afternoon, we were talking about a composer that it reminded me of, who's a favourite of yours.
Yes, Messiaen. Olivier Messiaen. Fantastic, and I love that. And this, the chords there are sort of based on this symmetric scale. I know he used a lot of different scales, and this is based on one of them.
a piece called Veel, Jan Bang and Eivind Aarseth, working with material recorded by David Rothenberg at London Zoo with the toucans, and putting that together with Lou Edmonds. You might remember that Late Junction collaboration from some months ago. One more piece from Jan and Eivind. The last piece, Jan, had so much energy. There's so many interventions in it. Talk us through this one.
Well, it's about different tempos and different pitches and all coming together, but we kept it quite open. Since we both play with John Hassell and being influenced probably very much by his work and the way he uses rhythm in parallel lines, you know, it could be something that is quite metrical and something that is not metrical together. And he doesn't mind. He loves that. So with that bird texture that David Rothenberg put into the mix, working that in different pitches, we're sort of able to create some kind of rhythmic patterns.
Now, you chose the title of this one, I think, Jan.
We call it Gordale Scar.
It's a very beautiful place. Do you know it?
No. I was at a Turner exhibition at the Tate a few years back while playing here with John Hassell. And I went to see that exhibition, Hockney on Turner, and I was really impressed by what I saw. And of course, I know Turner's work from before, but that, especially that exhibition, was really beautiful because it showed the process of making a painting, and I really loved those paintings actually most, the unfinished things. That applies to me as a producer or as a musician, which is really nice.
So Jan Bang and Eivind Aarseth, Gordale Scar. Thank you. The latest Late Junction collaboration with Jan Bang and Eivind Aarseth, recorded at the BBC's Maida Vale studios. Jan and Eivind working with last year's collaboration between David Rothenberg, Lou Edmonds and the Toucans from London Zoo. And that last piece was called Gordale's Scar. And thanks so much to Jan and Eivind for a great day's music making. You can download that session as a Late Junction podcast for the next 7 days. Mog Fry and John Hunter are a duo called The Wraiths. They're based in Bristol and they set poetry to music really rather well. This is a setting of Emily Dickinson.
She lies as if a play, her life had leapt away, intending to return, but not so soon. Her merry arms half dropped, as if for love or sport, an instant had forgot the trick to start. Her dancing eyes ajar, as if their owner were still sparkling through for fun at you. Her morning at the door, devising, I am sure, to force her sleep so light, so deep. As if a play, her life had leapt away, intending to return, but not so soon. Her merry arms have dropped, as if for lull of sport, an instant had forgot the trick to start. Thank you.
Two pairs of duos there, John Renbourn and Stefan Grossman, and Snap a Little Owl. That's from their 1978 collaboration. And before them, the Bristol duo The Wraiths and a setting of Emily Dickinson's She Lay As If At Play. Messiaen's widow Yvonne Loriot died last month. I played you some of her chamber and orchestral performances of his music on Tuesday. Here she is now as solo pianist in Baiser de l'Enfant Jésus from Messiaen's Vingt Regards. Magical. Yvonne Loriot and Baiser de l'Enfant Jésus from Vingt Regards by Messiaen. Now, the strange combination of piano and rabab, a Middle Eastern string instrument, they're both played here by Larry Porter in Dancing Shadows.
Thank you.
Larry Porter on piano and rabab, and a piece called Dancing Shadows. And I'm going to leave you this week in the company of the Hunter Gracchus. They're an ensemble named after a short story by Kafka, and they'll be happy to manhandle you through their compulsive playground of sounds. It's a bit like being led blindfold through a Moroccan bazaar by night, and it's the sort of music that I guess I should just put on and leave playing while I tiptoe away and leave you alone. This track is called In the Soft Typewriter of the Womb, You Do Not Know the Word Armour You Carry. Jez is here on Monday night with Jazz on 3. He'll be playing a session by Troika from the Cheltenham Jazz Festival. I'll be back next Tuesday. Till then, good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain, a Samuel Barber focus for most of this couple of hours. Barber, something of an anomaly in the music world of his day, the American mid-20th century. For one thing, his outright melodicism set him apart. For another thing, he wasn't part of any one musical school and never stuck to any one style. He seemed to just write music and, from an extremely early age, knew he would be a composer. Well, this is one of the works that put Barber on the map in the early 1930s, that heartening product of Barber's 20th year, its lovely second subject, truly the shape of things to come. It's the overture to Barber's music inspired by Sheridan's play, The School for Scandal.
Thank you.
Lady Teazle, Lady Sneerwell and Sir Oliver Surface and Company, encapsulated in Samuel Barber's music inspired by Sheridan's play The School for Scandal. That was the overture, with Pinchas Steinberg conducting the Cleveland Orchestra. Well, that music from 1930, this Barber's Violin Concerto, is from 1939, but it didn't really start to catch on until the 1960s. As his fellow American Virgil Thompson once said, Barber's problem